Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. This is Blog Talk Radio, and I'm Russ Johnson. And we will be doing a program with Peter Mingles in just a moment on his Building Fortunes radio station. And we just want to share a little bit of information in our 20 minutes or so. Keep it simple. Boy, has there been a lot of information coming down in terms of people who are clairvoyant, psychic, people who do telepathy and remote viewing, the whole nine yards, boy, everybody's all over the place, and it's really growing by leaps and bounds. So here we are in another world, headed for another world, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, if you will. Let's see if we can tap in to Peter. Let's see where Peter is this morning. What, about 3 minutes before the hour? No, 5 minutes before the hour, a little early, but that's okay. Let me dial in. 3475, dial this up. And
Blog Talk Radio. Your show is scheduled to start in 3:37. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Okay. Well, we'll be there in just a moment. We'll be there in just a moment.
Three minutes until showtime.
Okay.
Good morning, Mr. Russ Johnson.
Good morning, sir. How are you this morning?
I am good. How are you?
No complaints here.
Crazy stuff.
It's a lot going. I see you up in the middle of the night. I saw you last night. I said something.
Oh yeah, I said I don't. Yeah, I usually don't go to bed until later on. I went to go look at that thing, and I wound up clicking on Elizabeth April on YouTube. She had just posted something about how to spot a reptilian, and that kind of distracted me.
Oh, she did? What did she say? Bottom line, what did she say?
Oh my God! Oh my God! This gal is very nice and naive, and she's very something. She just a lot
Two
of generality.
2 minutes until showtime.
A lot of generality. Yeah, I know. She's crazy. Yeah, she's crazy. The only thing that she said that was, I mean, she basically said that reptilians are sociopaths. So basically she described as sociopaths.
No, I bet. Yeah, some of them are. Yeah, because it's like anything else. Some of them are good, some of them are bad. You know, malevolent, benevolent. You know, it's a whole mix in this universe. This stuff is overwhelming. It is so big. But she's got a corner on the market in terms of how she understands all of this, because she talks to the Galactic Command. Most of us don't have that ability yet. Yeah.
You know what? If there's anybody that's a space cadet, it's Elizabeth.
Oh, there's no question about
something.
That.
I say that playfully. She's definitely out there. I mean, some of the stuff that she says is very good.
1 minute until showtime.
Well, she's very well connected, honestly. I mean, it took her years to get to this point. Years and years. A lot of trials and tribulations,
Yeah, she's entertaining.
Oh, there's no question about that. She got hundreds. Would you believe she got hundreds of thousands of people watching her, viewing her?
That's crazy. That is crazy.
Yeah, yeah. She's prolific in terms of what she does. Very accomplished.
Okay.
So anyway,
she's something else. Yeah, such a career. Young age too. I think she's in her young 20s. I think she's like only 21. Or something. I don't know. She's young.
She's 28.
Oh, she's 28. Okay.
Yeah.
Still young.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, she's got a long ways to go. Yeah, I was listening to her this morning. What's the question?
Your show will go live in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com, along with our marketing partners, We're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here, and you are listening to the UFO Radio Show with Russ Johnson. Russ Johnson is a good friend of ours. I've known about him forever. Like, his name has been around for decades, but not associated in my mind with this. He was very successful building home-based businesses, and that's where I knew him. And then he recently called me up, and he said, hey, listen, I want to get to the next chapter of my life, or a continuous chapter of my life, and I want to let people know about this UFO thing. So I run a podcast. He's got something called lightsinthenight.org, and he's on another radio show station that's a terrestrial and probably even an extraterrestrial station as well. So he does that as well. So he's really going for it. So he's a lot of fun to listen to, and he's got a great voice. And as if you listen to my last radio show, I completely use the name George all the time because I always associate his name with George Norrie. So because he's got that deep voice. It's just a great thing. He's got the extraterrestrials are calling. Anyway, so we do this radio show on Tuesdays at noon Eastern for those people that want to be listening in. Sometimes we do them live. Sometimes there's a replay if there's a change of if you've got something going on. And I think he's talking to he's got a red phone to the extraterrestrials, so I think he's going to call them back. So the cool thing is that he's fun and he's super duper knowledgeable. I mean, this man is super duper knowledgeable. And unfortunately, I have no idea what we're going to talk about on this radio show because he gave me a topic of a young gal. And anybody that's younger than both of us is young, right? So regardless of your age. Sure. So anyway, she's a young gal. Her name is Elizabeth April. And he gave me a video to look at last night. And I started to look at her channel. So I said, okay, so he's on my phone. I said, I'm going to go look at it on a computer, which is a bigger screen and all that sort of stuff. So I went there. She had this video on how to spot a reptilian. I'm like, whoa, that would be something interesting to know. So I got distracted. And we got so distracted before this radio show, I never asked him, what are we going to talk about on your radio show? So this is a pretty good time to probably figure out.
We're going
to talk about whatever he wants to on his radio show. Okay.
No.
Okay.
This is 2 o'clock in the morning, whatever. But I sent it to you because I wanted you to listen. I think that broadcast was about an hour, 20 minutes, the whole thing that she was talking about. And she's very accomplished and way beyond my knowledge of UFOs and contacting the Galactic Command and doing remote viewing and all that. You know, she's awesome. But the one you watch, what one did you watch, if I may? What clip did you watch?
She had just – so for those people that are wondering, I found her on YouTube as a result of Russell Johnson telling me, hey, go check this gal out. And her name is really easy to spell. So it's Elizabeth April. So no weird spellings of Elizabeth, no weird spellings of April. So when you go there, you'll see a young woman who's blondish, I guess. I don't see very well, so I think she's blonde. And I was looking for the one that you just sent me, but the one that jumped out at me was the first one that she had just done it a few hours before. It was called How to Spot a Reptilian.
Okay.
And I said, wow, well, that would be interesting to watch. And certainly if she's got some insight on how to spot a reptilian, something I should know.
Of course.
You want to know. At least I think you want to know. I don't know what you would do if you found out, but you'd want to know. And then I started watching that. And that was about 27 minutes long, and I got a little bit distracted, and then I had to go back to work. But it was very interesting as far as, you know, learning a little bit more about her personal life because she always embeds her personal life in there as well.
Sure.
But she went over a lot of generalities, you know.
Okay. I haven't watched that one.
Characteristics and personality.
Okay.
One of the things that was very appealing to me.
Okay.
I'll let you talk. Go ahead.
No, I said give me your take.
No, if you want to know my take.
Yes, sir.
What I heard?
Uh-huh.
So there were a lot of generalities, you know. So she basically said, you know, they are charismatic, many of them. She basically, you know, described types of people that are sometimes good at manipulation, and she mm-hmm. couldn't really go over a lot of their physical characteristics that you would know. She said maybe cheekbones kind of high, or kind of a distinct squarish looking features, very pronounced, and as they get older, it's a little bit more pronounced, and sometimes you could see it maybe in their teeth, how they would be a little bit more like crocodilian or reptilian type teeth. She basically mentioned sometimes that they would play with their tongue in their mouth, if you will, because it was so big, like somebody would have a bigger tongue. And, it was interesting and entertaining, nothing factual, but just interesting and entertaining her spin on this. And the very interesting thing was she basically said very charismatic and extremely convincing, like they convince you of things that otherwise you would never be convinced of. And I just said, you know, I just for play's sake, they must be pretty good at it, because there's a whole world out there right now that is obviously believing things or certain things that have no sense of reality, that you would think, how in the world could anybody with a logical mind or sound mind be sold on some of the things that these people are being sold on? And that's a little bit about what I took from it. So it was good and was entertaining. I've heard her speak very little about some other things. So she's out there. I mean, she's out there. Mm-hmm. And I think if she wasn't, my personal opinion is, I think if she wasn't really pretty and she wasn't kind of nice, if she was like an old crusty guy, bald, I don't think she'd have the same following. So I think her following is, besides maybe the content that she provides, she's a good package, meaning she's a good presenter. Okay. She's fun to listen to. She's very, you can tell she's very nice to her audience. I'm not so sure about how nice she is to her boyfriend. Well, now she's married to a woman, so I don't know how that goes either. But the reality is that she's interesting and entertaining, and I'm amazed of the following, because I haven't watched a lot of this stuff, and I'm very curious about some of the stuff that you're referencing, but she throws it all in. She throws the chakras in there. She's throwing in this, and she's throwing in that. So she's really learned, if you will, on her topic. Mm-hmm. So she's into it. So mm-hmm. she's been doing it for probably a while. So she's really good at what she does and slinging her sentences together. So that was my take on her so far. But it's fun. I think my daughter would love her. My wife would love her. My son would probably turn off the channel after 5 seconds. But the reality is a lot of people really like her.
Yeah. She's been doing it at least 20 years now.
Oh, wow.
At least,
that's crazy.
At least or more. I think she started at 3 years old. But anyway, I would tell people to go to her website, punch her up, listen to her, take it with a grain of salt or whatever, doesn't make any difference, and listen to all the things that she's talking about, because she has, what happened there? But anyway, she has a lot of skills, a lot of knowledge, and a lot of foresight in terms of what's going to happen on this planet, especially now. Why did I say now? Now because this year is 2024, and we hit it for disclosure. So for those people who, how do you say that? Those people who are just coming to the fore, coming to understand that they could be other entities besides us on this planet. They could be for those individuals who will kind of entertain that we are not the only species out of hundreds of billions, trillions of planets in the universe. We're not the only ones, to kind of take a listen to her, because I think she's really in contact with some of those beings out there that we, and many of us, don't believe that exist yet. Because I talk to a lot of people, and I tell them that I'm doing a podcast on aliens and UFOs and all that, and they go, one lady this morning, I was coming out of the gym, and she's coming out anyway, anyway, she says, when I passed my card to her, she said, oh, no, I don't believe that. You keep your card. I don't need to be watching that stuff. So, but she's 80 years old, so what can I say? God love her. And when she crosses over, she'll find out that whatever April has said, it's absolutely true in terms of all the understanding that she has. Being in contact with the extraterrestrials and in contact with the galactic command, the spaceships above us and all that, a lot of people just don't believe that. Let me do this. To say that for the people who don't believe any of this, you know, wonderful, that I would suggest you start listening to the congressional hearings that they're doing on UFO, aliens, Tic Tacs, whatever they want to call them, the UAPs, unidentified aerial projections, because some of those whistleblowers who are now in those congressional hearings are people who know what I'm talking about and knows what she's talking about, that it's a reality in their lives. So David Grush is one of them. And others, people who are doing it. And now, last time I saw one of the congressional hearings, I think it lasted 3 hours, and that's one they held in July. So all of this is coming to the fore. Now, let me help you out a little bit. I would go, if you have any kind of interest, in addition to that, to listen to Dr. Stephen Greer, who has his website, the series documentary, that's SIRIUS project, okay, to listen to that. He has at least a million people following him. As a matter of fact, he has done two documentaries, maybe more than two, but two I'd like to reference at this time. One is called Unacknowledged. It has a book by that same title. So if you want to just take a quick look at that documentary, of which so far, the last count was 700 million people have watched it. And then he has another one that's later than that he just finished, because he did a big deal in Washington, D.C. on June 10th, 11th, 12th, and 13th at the National Press Club. Had hundreds of people, something like 250,000 people were watching him on the Internet. So he just finished that one, and he just did a documentary, completed, called The Lost Century. Again, The Lost Century, and that's about an hour and a half. And what it would do would give you all the breakdown of his research that he's been doing it from 1900, 1902, up until 2024. All the research and all the stuff that's been hidden from most of the people on the planet with the Secret Space Force that he's just kind of laying it out. And the whistleblowers are coming to him. Now, let me just say that he's an ER physician. He was in charge of that facility, Alexandria, Virginia, some years back. But he's left it in 1993 to get involved in looking at this alien phenomenon. And he's been doing that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so I would really listen to what he has to say. He's done a heck of a job and gone in there and grabbing onto this materials to pass it on to us. So The Lost Century is one I would recommend. Now, the other person I see who has, Dr. Greer, Elizabeth April, I would say Billy Carson, who has a website called Forbidden Knowledge, that he's been doing a lot of research on Anunnaki, the people who helped create us some 400,000 years ago that Zachariah Sitchin's in his books will reference. So I'll leave it at that. So Peter, anything else that you want to talk about? I'm just trying to give people heads up.
Well,
Go ahead.
I think the idea of disclosure, you know, they've been talking about this forever. You know, Donald Trump was supposed to release stuff, and every other president was supposed to release stuff, and for whatever reason, it's not being released. And this hearings thing is really good. There was talking about the disclosure thing a long, 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 long time ago, probably a decade ago. We interviewed the gentleman who made the movie the disclosure with Stephen Greer, and it was very, very interesting as far as some of the stuff that they were talking about. And I'll get you a copy of that. It was a long time ago as a young boy.
I'd like to hear that, yeah.
A young relative to both of us, you know. And anyway, so the reality is that they've been pushing for this disclosure thing. They actually did a mock, if you will. I won't say fake, but they did a mock Senate hearing about this sort of stuff a decade ago. So Stephen Greer was way ahead of his time.
Okay.
And finally we had this real Senate thing. So it was really well done, but I'm a little bit, not suspicious. I'm wondering why now that there's a big push with all the things that are going on in the world, why is there a big push to kind of get people more familiar with aliens? So I'm going to give you my conspiracy. So you ready?
Sure.
You're hearing it first on Building Fortune Radio. So when Donald Trump was running for president in 2016, no one really was sure that he was going to win. He had big rallies and all that sort of stuff, but he won. Holy cow. And then I said, on 2020, there's no way they're going to let him win again. And it was really hard to make that statement because he had such momentum with the economy and with being very popular and being able to pack out stadiums, and he was fighting against Joe Biden, who was in, you know, even a better situation than he is today. But he still, he basically campaigned from his basement. I mean, crazy. So I said, there's only one way they're going to be able to get Donald Trump out, and that would be to destroy the economy, and we need some kind of a massive event that's going to happen. Now, remember, this was before COVID. And then all of a sudden, COVID happened, and what happened? We had a massive event, and we also had the whole concept of the economy going down. So Trump is gaining some momentum, and they're throwing everything they can at him, lawfare, you know, as far as trying to get him in jail. They're trying to throw this at him, that at him, more stuff at him. They're basically arresting anybody, not arresting, they're throwing people in jail that were associated with him. I mean, you couldn't get me to walk Donald Trump's dog. I know he doesn't like dogs, but I wouldn't walk Donald Trump's dog because they would come after you for something. Well, my conspiracy is, in the later months of this year, if they can't get him to go to jail for like 700 million years, I think they're going to throw out some kind of UFO event to be some kind of a distraction. And they're just kind of priming the pump for that. And I don't know if that's true or not, but you're hearing it now. I'd say they're priming the pump where they might need to pull that out if they need it. And if like something happens to Trump, then they don't need to pull this out. They'll save it like a card in a deck for later on.
No, it's coming. It's coming. The fight between the malevolent and benevolent forces on planet Earth is going to happen this year and next year in big numbers. There are going to be a lot of surprises because disclosure is a real deal. And the various alien forces who are visiting this planet are behind time. It was supposed to have happened 5 years ago, but and if you go to Elizabeth April, she'll tell you that we are behind time. We're late in the day for disclosure, so we got to rush through this. It's going to happen. So whether Donald Trump drops dead,
I agree,
go to jail, whatever happens, the alien forces will show themselves before the end of the year again. Now, you know what happened. You want to take a break now and talk about Miami? I think you've done your research
on
Miami.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, we'll take a quick break. Here we go.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PM Marketing's NetworkLead.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.NetworkLeads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous blogs, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we're back. Peter Ringel's here with Russ Johnson. He runs the UFO radio show over here. He's got some other radio shows everywhere else. If you go to his website, lightsinthenight.org. I like that one the best. So lightsinthenight.org, you can hear the previous things he's got going on. So we are here for whatever you want to talk about next.
Right. And then I'm doing something on bbsradio.com/lightsinthenight. So if you punch that up, you'll see, you know, my picture and a description of some of the things that I'm doing. So
that was B like boy, B like boy S, right? So BBS,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely. Radio.com, yes. And then /lightsinthenight.
Got it. Perfect.
Yeah. But listen, I got another person who's working with another radio outlet on all the radio platforms. I'm talking to him about doing some things maybe once a month or so. Because the information needs to get out. It's coming. Most people don't believe it yet, except to say that if you did a survey among the people in the United States, about 80% of the people say, yeah, there's something about aliens. There's something about UFOs. There's something about UAPs happening. We just don't know what's happening because the government has kept it hidden all these years. So you've been lied to, deceived, bamboozled, and tricked about the nature of the universe, the nature of in a book, I'm thinking about William Tompkins' book, and I always like to always go to this. William Tompkins' books, he just left us at 94. He started working with aliens and the government and the big corporations in 1939, 1940, 1942, and on. And he was responsible for designing at least three massive two-mile-long space shuttles, the ships, if you will, that the United States owns and travels throughout the universe, but we'll get to that one day. There are three big ones that have been out there for the last 20 years. And how are they financed? They're financed by your tax dollars through the secret space program. They take it out of the coffers of the United States. I mean, trillions and trillions of dollars, but we won't go there yet. So that's one of the real deals. There's so much to unravel in all of this, but I guess a little bit of time is better than nothing at all. So did you want to talk about – go ahead.
Well, I do want to ask a question about what will happen when this is revealed. Like when it starts showing up in real headlines of mainstream newspapers.
Okay.
What's gonna be the reaction, and will the reaction be like in the country that it's in, or will the reaction be worldwide, or what's your take on what's going to happen?
It's worldwide. So all the countries, like for instance, the people who are really more knowledgeable than we are, because I say the United States just started the hearings, the congressional hearings on the UFOs, UAPs, they're just beginning. The Pentagon is releasing a little bit at a time. But the country that's way ahead of us would be France. And if you get the Cometa report, C-O-M-E-T-A, Cometa report, that they put out some years ago, that all the generals, all the big wheels, all the CIA, NSA people of France have put out and on the table, then you begin to understand that it's real. Now, who knows a lot about that would be Leslie Kean, K-E-A-N. If you go back and get the New York Times expose on this disclosure project, and that was December of 17. Just Google that and read all of that. Now, she has a book out called Generals and Pilots and Government Officials on online about disclosing the information. And the title of the book, that's Leslie Kean. You might want to get the book. You might want to get the audio and listen to it. It's about, 13 hours. That's what I did. But I still have the book in front of me. So it's going to depend on how people handle the disclosure. You know, see, we've been fooled. We think a certain kind of way. We have different pictures in our heads about God, the universe, the Pope, the president, or the pimp. You know, or the preacher in the pulpit, we have different pictures in our heads than what's being presented to us, than the reality. This is a pretend planet, but I don't even want to go there. I'm just saying that to answer your question, it's going to be tough for a lot of people to handle the truth. Like in the motion picture, A Few Good Men, remember A Few Good Men with Tom Cruise?
Oh, of course.
And he said, you can't handle the truth. Well, most people won't be able to handle the truth of what's really happening on planet Earth. They really won't. See, they don't have the history.
So,
go ahead.
So we'll, like, this one scenario is they come down and they're friendly, you know? Like, they give away stuff, you know, prepaid cards like they're doing right now with the other aliens. So they give away prepaid cards, free health care. Or they're not. Like, what if they start eating people? What if people are like food? So what's going to be the –
It's a combination.
That's going to be
entities that look, they're not just the grays and the reptilians and the Nordics and the tall whites and the blue avians, and there are many. That's just about six or seven I mentioned, but there are a dozen, hundreds, thousands entities in all four corners of the millions and millions of galaxies in the universe, all kinds of, on different levels. So they're not coming here to save us. They may help us from time to time, but then they're going to save you. We have to save ourselves. We have to clean up our own mistakes and stumbles and fumbles. And that's just the way it's going to be. You know, look.
That makes sense.
And we have to do our homework and understand what happened when those spaceships crashed in 1947, Roswell. People need to go back into that history and dig that up. Get something on the Roswell crash. Get something on Area 51 and S4 and Groom's Lake. All, it's part of history. It's there, but we're ignoring that. And I would say that look at Gaia. Look at Cosmic Connections, Ancient Aliens, and all those things. George Norrie, you know, Beyond Belief. There's a new one on that Gaia channel, and Truth, TRUTH, Hunters. And the lady who is doing that is Linda Mutant Howell. Now, she's almost about 80, 81, 82 now, but she started researching this in 1979. And when, I don't remember the cattle mutilation, the whole craze back in the 80s, beginning.
Absolutely.
She was right on top of it, and she's an award-winning journalist, and they gave her an award for the research and coming up with the truth of what happened there. So you might want to go. It was called The Strange Harvest. You might want to punch that up. So you got to start doing your history. I can't. All I'm doing is a report, like a reporter. I'm digging, going through the books, listening to people, and I want to give you as much as I can. But you got to start doing your history on all of this. It's massive. And to unravel all of this, I mean, you can't do it in one sitting. So you can't eat the elephant at one meal. No. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's too much. And it's massive. But okay. It's coming.
Well, we are done with our radio show. Believe it or not, thank goodness. So thanks for being here. Thanks for pointing all these great things out. We'll talk about more stuff maybe next week, either live or we'll do a replay, whichever might be in the stars. Very interesting information. Again, I will definitely check out the other videos, but check her out if you want to, that Elizabeth April girl. And then you take a look at, you know, the stuff that Russell's been doing. And you can always go back to buildingfortunesradio.com/UFO. So buildingfortunesradio.com/UFO. And be able to hear all this all over again. So we'll be back next week. Thanks, Russ.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening.
You did.
Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.